sing the Lord together. I invite you to rise if you're able. So we just start in this intentional stance before the Lord. I want to just take a moment before we begin to just fix your eyes on Jesus. Lay every burden, every distraction down at his feet. If you're able to, even just picture yourself literally placing those things at the foot of the cross. Jesus, we just want to be with you this morning. May our time in the service today be marked by your presence. May you be glorified through our praise and through our worship, God. Amen.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
And just lift up your praises to him, silently or out loud.
Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the equal. nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Jesus, your name is power. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. Nothing can stand against you. You're worthy of our praise.
What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Feeling led, invite you to just lift up praises to the Lord audibly so that we would all be edified by his praises.
Wait for eternity. Join the song they're already singing. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Just bow down before your throne. See your face, I'll cry out because you're holy, holy, standing with those who have heard well. another glimpse of glory, we'll sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Worthy, 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 Lord, another glimpse of glory, we'll sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Worthy, 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 Lord, another glimpse of glory, we'll sing.
Time, just voices.
Jesus, King of Kings. Jesus, Majesty.
Lord God, you are worthy of our praises. Isaiah 6 says, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Lord God, as we come before you this morning, we are aware of our shortcomings because your glory is so magnificent, your perfection is so great that we can't help but be aware of how we fall short. But we praise you, Jesus, that you have cleansed us, that you've taken away the guilt and shame. But Lord, we ask that you would help us to live according to your will. That we would not take the washing of your blood for granted, but that it would transform us in the way that we live. Transform us today, God, in your presence. May we not leave here the same. Give us a glimpse of your glory, Lord, and touch us and make us new. In Jesus' name, amen.
our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, we bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not our souls to another. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
Yes, Lord, we invite you into this space. We invite you into our hearts, Lord, acknowledging that you're already here. But Lord, we're making room for you. We ask that you would clean out everything that would distract us from your presence. We ask that you just bind anything that would try to hinder us from hearing your word today. And transform us, Lord, in your presence, by your Spirit, through your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And before you are seated, if you have a Bible or scripture on your phone, if you would turn to the book of Matthew as we continue our series on the Sermon on the Mount, Kingdom Counterculture, to Matthew chapter 6. We're looking at verses 1 through 4 this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Jesus says this: "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be done in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word this morning. And you may be seated. And as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed.